We wanted to take a moment and say that today is a special day here at WSW in our studios. Today we're going to have a special gathering to honor long time, and I do mean long time, WSW news reporter and more, and actually he's been with other journalistic organizations, 55 years that in total recognizes none other than Bill Hewitt, who has announced his retirement, and we're going to have a celebration and an honor today.
Yeah, Bill has been with us off and on for 37 years here at WSGW, and he started out when he was still in high school, and he worked on the print side and was a photographer through the course of the years and many other things, and then he moved into radio, and he's done a great job and covered a lot of his stories over the years, some of the major stories in our area. In addition to that, on the side, he's been very active and involved in ambulance service and assisting with funerals and police reserve officer and a little of everything that Bill has done. He's got a great eye for photography. He's had some award-winning photographs that we've captured a number of awards on in recent years since we have a website.
Let's talk about the most important thing, though.
Oh, what's that?
The most important thing. You save me some food because I'm here and you're there and the food is there.
Oh, yes, yes. So there will be. You're getting out there at 11:30, right?
Well, that's when I'm done broadcasting. By the time I pack up and everything. Well, give me a little bit of time.
Yeah, they're going to set it up at noon, I believe. Tom Wood Catering is going to be here, and I believe he said he'd arrive around 11:45 or so.
All right, yep. I'm counting on you.
But just remember, the guest of honor, Bill Hewitt, will be eating before you. So
before
good
you,
luck.
Right, yes.
I'm used to that. Bill.
And I can tell you about Bill, meat and potatoes.
Meat and potatoes.
Forget about everything else. Forget the vegetables, meat and potatoes.
Yeah, vegetables.
Bill is, for all of his years, has represented what we would say, dare I say, old school journalistic integrity and respect and honoring the traditions that he's actually been able to transition into the new technology.
Oh, yeah.
And, he knows everybody.
Oh, yeah. And you've been able to teach this old dog new tricks because he has transitioned very much from using the old typewriters to using social media.
And I left out some of his other occupations that he's had over the years along with doing the media. I mean, he's been a Marine deputy. He's been a security guard at the former Midland nuclear plant site and just a lot of different things that Bill has done.
I figure when he grows up, he'll figure out what he wants to do.
Yeah, well, he has varied interests. Let's put it that way.
I think I recognize that.
and as much as he's done all that and been a great friend to all of us, the importance of Bill also is food-related because every Black Friday and every Fat Tuesday, we can count on Bill to make the food run.
Our mission of mercy for
yes,
us, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that the morning team could be fed.
It was a tough job, but somebody had to do it, right?
Yeah. Shows up with his own empty boxes.
Yeah, that's right.
Shows up with his own empty boxes ready to fill them.
It's truly a special day, and he deserves all that and more, but wanted to make sure that we recognize and people know. And I think, Art, you said something. Bill knows everybody. Yeah, Bill knows everybody, and everybody knows Bill.
Right.
Yeah, and if you see him or you're on social media, make sure you congratulate Bill on these many years as he retires officially March 6th.
Yeah.
Yep, just look for Santa Claus. You'll find him.
The beard that he's grown in the last several months.
I was at the gas station just down the road here about, I want to say maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and I was in line. I didn't, you know, when you're in line, you're not really looking at anybody else, you kind of whatever. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden I saw that Bill was at the cash register and he was walking out, and I said, "Hey, Bill." And he said, "Hey." And as I went to the register, the worker said, "It's one of the nicest men I've ever met."
Yes.
And I said, "Well, who doesn't Bill know?" Again, it's like, wow.
Well, they know him well at that Speedway fountain, and they also know him well at 7-Eleven.
Yep.
7-Eleven, man.
If we're going to hoist a toast today, we're all going to do it with a big gulp in our hands. That was the drink of choice.
That's true.
And when I say drink of choice, folks, I don't mean at some point during the day. I'm talking about when he would arrive at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
He would have the big gulp in hand.
With Twizzlers.
Continuous, actually.
Yes. With Twizzlers, too.
Yes.
And we're
Twizzlers.
Not sure whether he was coming or going at 4 o'clock in the morning because he'd burned the candles on both ends many times.
A truly good guy.
Ran the board for many nights. He, sports, everything.
Truly, someone who's done it all and has come to the rescue a number of times. An emergency fill-in, or if he was just here at the station, something's going wrong, who was calling saying, hey, how can I help you with this problem? It was Bill.
Late night breaking news, everything. Bill was always around. And a great photographer, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah, he's done some fantastic work.
Bill, you can't retire. With all the stuff that you've done for us, who's going to do it all now? Art?
Photography.
I'll never retire because I'm afraid you'll talk about me the way you're talking about.
Hey, we roasted you 5 years ago. Was it like five years ago?
I'm still sizzling
still
from
here,
that one.
And maybe that's a good point in case anyone's just tuning in. Bill is still very much alive. When you talk about somebody like this, it's like, oh my gosh, what happened to Bill? He's just retiring.
Right.
Okay,
That's right.
All he's doing. One of the truly good guys in the business of media that unfortunately can spit out so many bad guys. He is truly one of the good guys from the beginning to the end. Bill Hewitt, congratulations. Definite pat on the back from all of us here, your colleagues, your friends.